didn't say, well, they haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, they haven't heard it yet.
You guys can, ah, you're so funny and original.
No.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Here we go.
You son of a bitch. You started it when I wasn't looking.
I fucking knew it. I told you I'd get you.
And how long ago was it? Like 10 minutes?
I'll remember. Don't worry, I'll remember this.
Not 10 minutes ago, he said, you'll never get me. It won't happen.
Yeah, in his words, you won't get me. Okay, guy.
For those keeping a running tally at their own personal listening experience. No, we are following up with Dakota's word hand.
So can you set up rules real quick?
Rules?
Yes.
Let's play Uno first. Let's see.
Hello.
Solo match.
Where is it?
Just do a solo match.
We'll do it on. We'll get online here.
Yeah, let's see who's playing.
And we'll do.
Someone's got to be playing Uno. Oh, come on, at least one person.
Oh yeah, there's definitely people playing Uno.
Create match. Okay. So.
Different cards we can have.
No. Oh, it's just the different cards.
Yeah, those are different.
Okay. So.
What?
Do have 7-0. Yeah, so you have 7-0.
Okay.
Actually, you got all the ones that are needed.
Okay.
Actually, take off no bluffing. That makes it more interesting.
Ooh.
Without being challenged. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I never heard of that rule. And then stacking's a lot of fun whenever you can fuck with people.
Yep.
So am I the only one that knows what the 7-0 rule is in Uno?
For the unenlightened,
so
please.
So if I remember correctly, if, like, say the four of us were playing.
Okay.
And Devin throws down a 0. Whichever way the game is going, we swap hands.
Okay.
And then with a... Unless I'm mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
And then with a 7, if I play it, and I was like, oh, Chris has 4 cards left, and I have 8. Hey, Chris, give me your cards. And then you and me would swap hands. Although...
That's like some later season Yu-Gi-Oh! Bullshit right there.
Unless I just got the numbers mixed up, but it's one or the other.
God damn it, they never played by the rules in that show. No, it pissed me off.
Just go into your first tournament, it's like, hey, I'm gonna do this, you can't do that. It's like, they do it in the show.
Why can't I summon Exodia just by believing in the heart of the cards?
Or like Pokemon, how it's like, quick, dodge it. It's like, why don't I get a
dodge?
Oh,
God, don't get me started on that bullshit. I hate that.
Quick, Pikachu, dodge it. They use this move, it's like, you've used that move 20 times. That move only has a 12
PP
power.
I
was about to say, you may not get lucky enough to find people who may have to join.
Fuck it.
Damn it.
Bitch, fuck it.
At some point, we're going to have to play actual Uno with 7-0 rules and stacking.
Stacking also fucks people. At some point, we should also play the game bullshit.
Oh god, I haven't played BS in a while.
Match found.
There we go.
I can't remember how to play it though.
Oh god, it's been a while since I played bullshit, but it's like essentially you go buy the suit.
Okay.
And then you just go up and obviously, you know, if you play a card that is obviously, let's say it's an ace, but you put down a 7, like, oh yeah, ace, then the person will go bullshit or something like that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, and if it's
if it's actually the real card, then they
They have to draw. If you're lying, you have to draw. I don't remember how many you have to draw. Someone disconnected. At least we don't have to deal with old school 360 Uno. Because everyone had the connects. So you could like have your face so that way you could look at people and go, hurry up. A lot of people would just go like this. They would take the camera instead of pointing at the face. They point at the dick.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, they did that shit.
So you could just be that's like, I feel like playing Uno with some strangers tonight. And there's a giant show.
Chat roulette on my Xbox. Thank you.
Basically.
And I'm playing a children's game. Thank you very much.
Whose turn? Is it Hen's turn?
Yes, he's taking his candy ass time.
Oh my god.
For the love of God!
No, I wasn't aware of the 360 Uno thing. I knew one of my friends who had a Kinect, and they bought it for like the launch 3 or 4 games that were they had
Kinectimals,
Kinect Sports, and then they got the Star Wars Kinect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we played around that one afternoon, getting high, drinking beers, just fucking... It's alright for, like, a couple... killing a couple hours worth of time in the yeah. afternoon, but other than that, I cannot recommend.
Yeah, no.
Can't recommend, eh?
Cannot recommend.
Can't recommend.
Cannot recommend. Are we saying...
I cannot recommend. for those of you who could not hear the last eight, cannot recommend.
Yeah, cannot recommend, by the way. But anyway, I cannot recommend.
I don't know what the jump-in rule is or force play.
I honestly can't remember.
I know what draw to match is. That's whenever it's like, oh, I don't have any reds. You keep drawing until you get reds. A red or that number.
Again, that sounds like some Yu-Gi-Oh! Bullshit right there.
They don't even play by their own rules. Makes no sense.
Yeah, no,
but I guess for the sake of the TV show, they gotta make up some bullshit.
No, of course.
Well, yeah, you gotta have the character win.
Otherwise. Let me fuse this one creature card with your creature card that actually doesn't work in the actual card game.
Yeah, it's like, wait, I can't fuse my card with your card. I can only fuse my cards bullshit. With my cards.
Just let me win because I'm the main protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
Just that fucking meme I sent earlier just...
No,
Sasuke,
no.
You're a third-rate duelist with a fourth-rate deck.
Ah, that freaking joke in Sasuke is going to become it's becoming a large meme right now. Yeah. So.
Oh, Chris, yeah. I saw that, and I sent that to you guys probably a good 30 seconds after seeing it, because I was just on my couch
rolling. Oh, fresh out the presses, eh?
Yeah,
now, we are privileged in this day and age to get memes fresh out the presses.
I was just laughing my ass off, and then I was like, okay, I got to send this. What was that one Rolf one? The
stale white piece of white bread.
I was actually going back to look at it now.
Well, I'm just going to add that to my repertoire of insults that I already call people.
Yeah, confess to your crime, stale and piece of white bread.
I'll add that to whenever I call people an overdraft bank fee or low gas reader.
What's up, law school student loans?
13. People are just not playing Uno tonight.
I know. I'm not.
Quitting. You're quitting an online match that you weren't even part of.
I know, right?
What the shit? It's
fantastic, dude. I am getting no love tonight, at least when it comes to card games right now. No.
We could try for time number 3.
Go back.
I'm playing against AI.
Cause I'm tired of dealing with all
something.
This shit.
Yeah,
done with all this. Yeah, we'll make it a little interesting.
Fucking the minions, the proto minions.
I was gonna say, what the fuck was the force play? But we'll find out. Okay, so it's a 7 that allows. Oh yeah, no, I was right.
Stacking. So you said 4 stacking when you're on.
Stacking gets to be some bullshit.
Alright.
Blah! How cheap. Come on. You couldn't even think of, like... for the record, people who can't see this, his CPU opponents are... blah, blah, and blah!
There's one with one A, one with two A's, and one with three A's.
It's like you couldn't come up with, like, just slightly little more characteristic. But, you know, who am I? I'm not Ubisoft, so...
Fuck, I gotta bring over the Wii, because I think I still have one of the Rabbit games on.
Just bring over the game, the Wii U plays. Wii games.
Okay. I have to find it great. Now.
Playing around. It's getting turn.
Jesus, how old are the rabbits?
Let's see. The first game was introduced on the Wii, so like 2006. 2006, 2005, something like that.
Ooh, that's about...
It goes back away. I mean, The GameCube, Xbox, and PS2 celebrated their
20th birthdays this year, respectively.
So the rabbits first appeared in 2006 for Raymond Raving Rabbids.
Yep.
April 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you knew that.
Then I was there, son. I remember.
Remember, he was old as fuck.
You guys were like in fucking middle school at the time.
You got a point.
And yes, I'll be getting my senior discount at Denny's tomorrow, for those of you wondering.
Dude, a senior discount would be awesome. Let's be honest, just another way to not have to pay money?
Exactly, yeah.
Nope, you have to draw a card.
You must.
Oh, I say no.
Plus two. None of them have anything to stack.
Oh, you bitch. Draw a card again. Draw another card. That'll do.
But it is good to see that you and I were on the same page, Dakota, because the backup of a backup that I had was Poker Night on Steam, so I was trying to be clever with the wording, hand and poker. And, yeah. Honestly, I thought you were going to go with Madden or NCAA.
Why do I haven't bought a Madden game in like 5 years.
they just became stagnant to you, or just found? Yes.
Stop caring.
Okay, so, that's fair. Yeah, like, you're not, at least you're not part of the problem of people buying the same game every year.
It's like, dude, the new FIFA's out. Okay, but I can just play the one from last year. Or the year before that.
But you can see their eyebrow hairs better now, man.
Yeah, that's
fine. Why would I want to watch soccer? At all.
You're not a cultured American? Come on.
No. That is a term that doesn't exist.
Oh, sticking. Oh, you got
cultured American?
Mm.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm?
So what rule is this?
This is stack 7-0.
Because he's drawn like 8 cards and then 9, 10.
And he has to continue until he gets either the same color or the correct number. Okay. They're going to pull yours. Shit. Unless the computer is...
I guess I'll check.
What? Oh, I thought that was the computer pulling.
No. Blah, got you.
You're going to come up with better names.
Damn it.
Now they can take blah. Man. So now blah has blahs.
Blah
has blahs.
Stop us if it gets confusing.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Blue. Change it. Red.
Does he have any?
Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, thank Jesus. 22 cards.
Yeah,
Jesus.
No, with the stack and the...
Is that even legal?
Oh, yeah.
No. It's legal in this one.
Oh, I've had a regular game of Uno. What the fuck
that?
Oh,
fuck. You gotta do it quickly, otherwise he'll fuck you up.
Oh.
That's a thing?
Yes. Okay, who can trade with? Oh,
he's gonna take the Uno.
Oh, you bastard.
And now it's to you.
Oh, it's a challenge! Shit!
Go away, you little bastard.
I thought you turned off challenge.
Oh!
Oh, challenge the... Wait, were you saying challenge his Uno call?
Oh, damn it. Yeah, challenge the Uno call. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Skip me. Fuck! You won, you bastard!
Uno means one in Spanish.
Yeah. No, I remember some Uno games that, if you play with these rules, those can go on for a while. And it's like, hey, fucker, take my 32 cards that you just gave me.
I've always wanted, we had those, Uno attack machines.
Automatics.
Yeah, like, I always wanted to just go through and, like, rewire one where it shoots out, like, fucking 32 cards at a time or something like that.
It's like, hey, I got a new game for us to play. It's called 32 Pickup.
Now I gotta get online and see if someone has fucked with that. I'm sure someone has. There's
a
video for everything on YouTube.
I was about to get fucked there. I was about to backfire so hard.
Oh, God. Well, at least the music is soothing.
Yeah, it's not, like...
obtrusive.
Not assaulting you or anything like that.
Shit. Oh, God. butt fuck me with fuck
because I haven't played a Rabbids game. And how is like the sound design in those games?
The one I played was back in middle school.
Okay, so
I don't remember.
Well, I was about to say, even if you do remember, your middle school self isn't going to be able to distinguish what is obnoxious as opposed to what you find obnoxious now. So
I do. If I'm remembering correctly, I think most of that game was first person, where you're playing as Rayman. And it's like, oh.
Rayman, his name's not Rayman.
No, I called him Rayman.
He's a person with a personality and everything, got a social security number. He's pay tax, and he pays taxes like a normal person.
Like Yoshi.
Come on,
hey, at least he pays his taxes. I'm like Yoshi. Which, mm-hmm. Apparently, there was some game where, like, Yoshi's the only one with dialogue that says, please don't make me have to pay taxes.
Are you discrimination against Yoshi?
Yeah, what the hell?
Now, is Yoshi the name of the green one or the species in general? Like,
yes.
I'm confused about that.
Yes.
Because upon playing all the other Yoshi games, they're just all referred to as Yoshi.
Hey, it's a blue Yoshi. Oh, there's Yoshi. What the fuck does that mean?
I forgot about the time bomb. Fuck, yep.
What's a time bomb do?
If you draw a card, you can pretty you get instead of drawing one card, you draw four cards.
Well, why don't you just use one of your draw fours? You could change the color.
You know, I never knew. I thought there was just Yoshi was his name, and you could just change colors. I guess I'm missing.
No, it's
Yoshi is green. Yoshis are the species, and they have colors.
There's a red Yoshi, yellow Yoshi, purple Yoshi,
blue. Light
blue Yoshi,
dark blue,
regular blue Yoshi, dark blue is Boshi, and that was from the Super Mario.
We gotta play that too.
Legend of the Seven Stars. Think that's all the colors. Go to the Google. Yeah, and then
one of life's questions was answered. Just gotta figure out what. Never mind.
It's weird. I mean, then you throw in the canon of Yoshi's Woolly World because every amiibo that you scan gets you the skin of that amiibo. So
all right. So now there's a lot more than just that. I was just looking at a picture. Alright, so I am seeing a pink, a yellow, a red, that looks like white or cream or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
That looks like dark blue, that looks like purple, that looks like orange, light blue, green, and then that one looks black.
Okay, so that's 10 total right there. That's not counting all the amiibo skins that you could get. You could get one for Mario, Luigi, Peach, Toad, Donkey Kong. You could even get a skin for Yoshi for your Yoshi in Yoshi's Woolly World. that is a thing.
What's that mean? Is it just like if you're?
It looks more realistic because the whole aesthetic of that game was yarn, wool sort of stuff. So.
Well, aren't those all the same? All those different skins are just for the one green Yoshi? Different parts of the species?
Well, that was a two-player game, so you could choose.
Okay.
First player Yoshi was green, second player Yoshi was red.
Okay.
And then you could choose which color Yoshi that you wanted.
So I guess all
of and then the amiibo that were released later on past the development of the game, they just got a fucking cheap. They turned white and they had the amiibo A with the little sparks coming out. I was like, what the hell? Come on.
Yeah, so we've got 10 Yoshis so far.
The canonically, there are 10 Yoshis. Yeah, so. Yeah.
What?
What?
What the?
You got a demo, sir.
What? No, this is the actual game.
Okay, I was about to say, was this one
technical
of
technical difficulties?
No, this is the real fucking game.
Okay.
What the fuck was that?
I thought it was like a demo that, like, after, say, like, 15 minutes, like, you gotta go.
I honestly have no idea what the fuck just happened.
That was weird.
That was extremely weird.
But then there's also Boshi, who's the other one with a name.
Name, sunglasses, and a spiked choker collar.
Wait, wasn't there a female Yoshi? Or no, just Birdo, whatever.
Birdo's
a man.
Well, you know, why can't he be both?
Guys? God.
Can't Yoshi be gender fluid, huh?
Although apparently in Japanese, he's known as Catherine.
What?
Damn.
I'm just reading awful stuff here, man.
Is that like Wikipedia official or
apparently? Okay. I'll have to do a bit more research later on to see if that's...
How deep does the Yoshi lore go?
I'm about to dive down a rabbit hole, guys.
But, yeah, save that for when you get home.
Yeah. Say, when you get home, Nathaniel, stop it. Stop it, Nathaniel. Stop it.
I'm trying to
stop
find out about
Nathaniel. Stop it, Nathaniel.
I'm finding this information.
You need to find out about Yoshi's
the important information you need. Oh, you should have declined.
Oh, damn, Dakota.
Yeah, should have declined. Here's this. The manual for Super Mario Bros. 2 originally asserts that Birdo is a boy who... thinks he is a girl.
For those of you listening at home, he just did the quotation marks in the air.
And would rather be referred to as Birdetta.
Birdetta, okay. Oh, is that like a Bowsette sort of thing? Like and the whole thing the internet is jacking off to? Like,
oh my.
I thought that was so funny, like, a few days ago, Nintendo has gone on statement and saying Bowsette is not going to be a thing, and, like, people were like, what the hell, why not? It's like, what did you expect them to, yeah, okay, whatever, like...
It's Nintendo.
Yeah, it's like, did you honestly expect them to, like, accept that, like, because the fans wanted it? Like, they do their own thing.
It's not about you guys.
The only way I can see them accepting is it's like, okay... Bowsette. It still looks just like Bowser. It just
makes it female. He's got a pretty crown on.
It's like female and boobs.
I'm getting fucked.
Speaking of female boobs, there was the teaser for the third Ghostbusters movie.
Mm-hmm. 2020.
Yeah. No,
so,
it's not...
Hold on, let's change subject. Anyway, so... What were we talking about before?
Birdo,
right.
Birdo,
anyway,
I'm still going down that
rabbit hole. I'm making a fucking joke, yes. Tell us about...
Wait, like the Bill Murray Ghostbusters or the Melissa McCartney Ghostbusters?
Yes, no, there is going to be an official sequel to Ghostbusters.
Really?
It's not going to have
really.
Nothing to do with the 2016 movie.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah. We'll see about that.
Hey, no, this is just what they're saying. Believe me, I don't have, like, any... deep passion or like longing for the ghost. I knew about Ghostbusters in passing growing up. I had a couple of the toys like back whenever the toys were really big. But other than that, I'm not. I haven't seen Ghostbusters 2016. Believe me, I have no desire to. But I'm also not one of those, like, the name of Ghostbusters has been tarnished. It's like, well, you know, it's essentially a product that is being, manufactured and sold to people. It's like, you know, but I also wasn't the biggest fan of the cast of actors that they chose for that. It's like, Melissa McCarthy yelling. Why? She was great in Heat because that was like her character, and like that fit, and it was also fun in Heat because or the Heat, not Heat, with Val Kilmer and Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock was the butt of the jokes in that movie, so always good seeing her taking down a peg. Probably my least favorite part of Ocean's 8 was Sandra Bullock.
Fuck.
They couldn't even get Julia Roberts for that movie, goddammit.
So.
That was an opportunity sticking its 6-foot-wide ass in the air and they still missed it.
Going back to the Yoshis, I found what the actual colors are. We've got green, blue, red, yellow, pink, light blue, purple, brown, and black. And a white one. And an orange one. And that's it.
Okay.
Alright.
And then Birdo is somewhere in that mix.
So, Birdo's a Yoshi? Is that what you're saying?
Possibly. Birdo looks a lot like a Yoshi, but besides the giant hole for a nose.
Nintendo, contact us. We need to know. But of course, famously, everyone knows the famous piece of trivia about Super Mario Bros. 2.
One.
The most famous piece of trivia for the uneducated, Super Mario Bros. 2 is actually another game, before it was called Super Mario Brothers 2. Doki Doki Panic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was given a reskin, and they put Super Mario characters in it, so it became a Super Mario Brothers game. I don't know if those people are like getting pension checks from Nintendo every month or what. How that works, I don't know. And now we're
still playing this.
No, he's close. He's got the lease.
Just wait.
And this game is dragon.
So, okay, a lot of these are just rabbit cards.
Oh, fuck.
Choose one.
Yellow.
No, I had to choose a character to switch with.
Yeah, choose one to switch with. Nothing I can do. Ah, shit, even put it up there, you bastard. You rat bastard.
You dirty rat. You kill my brother.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, now you get your cards. Hand back.
Yeah. Mm. But he's gonna do the same when he gets back. Oh, it reminds my way. Yellow.
Boom!
Come on. Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, plus +5. Damn. Here's the problem, though. You have no way to play. Oh, wait.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, now.
Ooh, and we're right back at it again, boys.
Ouch.
That's why I said the +7 and the 7-0 in stack is a bitch. It's like, I want to make this game go on a long time.
Yep, we're just going to keep going round and round, boys.
Round and round.
Round and round. Skip your turn, fuck you. Boy.
Oh, no, it's that person's turn. Please skip you.
Miss me with that gay shit.
Ah, shit.
Bum, bum, ba-da.
Green.
Red.
Nope.
Yes.
You can't do
it. Damn it.
You still have to draw 4.
Fuck.
Challenge it. Challenge it.
Challenge that shit.
Fuck it, I'm gonna lose.
I'm gonna go have some damn face, son.
All them cards.
But me and Chris spoke loudly.
Yes.
Okay. We're making it.
Come on.
Good lord. Blah.
Blah. Green. No. Red.
Oh, no.
Chip. Fuck you.
have a couple
that'll work.
Hey, you got a Ubisoft action completed.
Whatever that is.
I don't know.
Whatever thing that'll contribute to. Stack up your...
Challenge that, you bitch!
Stack up those Uno Online Challenger points.
You can end up buying... Because you get Ubisoft coins, you can buy things in Ubisoft games.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got a... fuck, I forgot which skin it was.
You got a fuck? Man, wish I was.
That's so lucky.
No, far
you
cry.
Can buy a fuck.
Yeah, it's for prostitution.
Prostitution?
We do not condone prostitution.
I secretly do. I was about to say.
Hey, that's pumping money into the economy.
Yeah.
So, I think we need to take a trip to Amsterdam, you know, I'm just saying.
I think I got a
you know, we're
castle skin from
Siege
for Far Cry 5.
Somehow.
The fuck is going on? No, stop paying attention for a second. Why does it have a shield?
Reasons, not shit.
Is he giving them to everybody?
Yep. Everyone that isn't. Fuck.
What? Everyone that isn't Dakota.
Oh, no, yeah. Dakota got him.
He got 2 as opposed to everyone else got 3, I think.
No, one person got 3, another person got 1. It's random.
You got a plan, Dakota?
He does, but he just needs money.
Mm. I need monies.
I'm not giving you money. Yeah, it's like, who am I going to choose for? Who has a lot of cards?
I have the second highest cards. Jesus.
Come on, Dakota. Don't be a dudge.
Ouch.
I have a plan.
There we go. Turn that up. There we go.
Nah, he's more of a Micah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn. I'm sorry.
Who the fuck's Micah?
You haven't encountered Micah in Red Dead yet?
No.
That crazy son of a bitch?
I don't look at me. I haven't played. I just see the memes online.
Like, is this dude that whenever you first, like, really encounter him in a mission, you shoot up a town because someone has his guns.
Okay. I see nothing wrong with that.
It's literally like, hey, we need to get you, but keep the law off of us. We're going to shoot up this town and get the law on us.
And you have to outrun the law, I presume.
Yeah. Yes, because you shoot up the entire town, then you run, and it's like, all right.
And your, and your point is?
It's cowboys and Indians, come on.
Yeah.
You're going up against the Pinkertons. And, God damn it.
And in the first time you meet him, he says, I have to share a bunk with Bill Williamson and a bunch of darkies.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Micah is psychotic, and he's just psychotic.
It keeps asking if Dakota owns this game.
Spoiler, he's
fuck.
To.
I got
ready to go.
So that's what happens when you don't.
But you have a blue.
Well, because the game decided to think that it didn't own this fucking game, it cheated me out. So right as it, like, I opened it up, it was already 1 second, it was already over. So,
yeah, Ubisoft is deliberately fucking you over.
I think so.
Well, this, how long was that first hand, like, 4 minutes? This one's been going on for a while.
Indeed.
Holy fuck.
Well, like you said, this, the double stacking and the 0-7 definitely keep it going.
Yeah. Let me see how long that was. Because the YouTube channel Achievement Hunter did one where they did that, and whew, that video went on for a while. They were also playing to like a certain score.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And at one point it's like, oh, this person won, then this person won, then this person won. It's like, okay, we all won, we're all close, we need this one game. Oh, this one game is going on forever.
Of course, it always does.
And so they
it's always the longest one, it's the last one.
They called it Uno the Movie.
Know the movie.
Let me see how long it went.
Oh, that's not like
a... Well, I was about to say, a feature-length movie is usually 90 minutes, so that's an hour and a half.
Well, do you know how long Mission Impossible Fallout was?
Yeah, it's like 2 hours, 45 minutes, yeah.
It's 2 hours, 30.
Yeah.
The movie is 2 hours, 44 minutes, and 20 seconds.
Yeah, no, it's a...
They even made credits for no fucking reason. It's like, it's longer than a movie. We're doing this.
That's nothing. Schindler's List clocks in at 3 hours and 15 minutes, son.
It's because it's Schindler's List. What was that one, Dances with Wolves? How long was that?
That's like, you know, three and a half hours to...
Hey, that's a fucking good movie, and you shut your fucking mouth.
It's long as fuck, though.
Yeah.
Didn't like watching it in school.
We're going to watch this all week. So
pretty much. Oh, it's almost 4 hours long.
Yeah,
it's 3 hours, 56 minutes long. Dances with Wolves.
Yeah. Well, that's nothing. There's like one particular Bollywood movie that's like 7 hours long.
Yeah, Bollywood's weird with their movies.
Bollywood, they, oh my God.
I've never heard of movies.
Like, a short movie from India is like 2 hours, 45 minutes. That's like a short movie over there. Yeah.
Oh, that's
they pump them out all day, though. It's like their number one industry behind incense and meditation.
Why?
What?
Why?
Fuck. No. You want to know what the longest and most meaningless movie in the world is?
Oh, Andy Warhol's Empire.
48 hours.
Oh, wow. Well. I thought you were talking about the Andy Warhol movie, Empire, where it's literally just a shot of the Empire State Building for 8 hours.
Why?
It's art, man.
I can understand if it's being constructed.
You fucking pleb. You don't know art.
Of course I don't.
He did. Nathaniel doesn't get art. Of course, we can always say that insufferable thing people always say. You know,
art is subjective.
Art is what you make it.
Art is subjective.
That would say some of my farts are art.
To fart the movie 2019.
The art of running people out of an apartment.
That's with that unnatural gravy that you were eating that one weekend.
Did you really eat that kitchen fried sub? I swear to God.
I was about to say, it's a time bomb ticking in your lower intestine right now.
There's going to be a time whenever I do, and I'm not telling you guys.
That's just cruel.
You rat bastard, dude. We were honestly complaining about just leaving you outside the night.
Yeah, but one night during the warmer, one night during one of the warmer months, we'll just open up the screen and then, you know, we'll record from there.
Yeah. It's like, why does the Thanos sound so far away? Because he had country fried steak and Hungry Man.
Fuck. Not that there's anything wrong with Hungry Man. You know the saying.
It's just, at least that batch of gravy fucked up my insides.
I don't know, maybe it was the particular amount of artificial food coloring that they used in that batch. I don't know.
I don't know, but we might have to do some tests.
Well, I was about to say, yeah, we need to go and find that particular box that you had and look at the ingredients. See if we can get a concentrated vial of whatever is in there.
I was going to say, like, get a mason jar of my farts, use it as a grenade.
I'm just picturing you farting in mason jars and as hoarding them, like, during an apocalypse, like, just...
We're doing the thing where Dakota's shooting them and you over here just throwing them, so he's dead-eyeing him, just... Wait.
Oh, boom. I puncture a hole in the top and, like, stick a rag in there.
It makes a mushroom cloud.
Jesus Christ.
And it's one of those mini, like, 2 ounce mason jars or whatever the fuck we sell.
How dare you?
What do we sell?
We sell a bunch of tiny ass mason jars and some big ass mason jars as well. I don't fucking know.
A mobile game is getting a slight upgrade
for
PC and consoles. The Power Rangers Battle for the Grid. Did you see that video I sent?
Ha!
You?
I actually won one.
Oh,
fuck you!
Oh, the one where it's
take 4 cards, son.
Fucking what's his name? I don't remember the fact.
The important question is Power Rangers. Who would you main?
You gotta go with green. Nah, I'd go blue.
I go red.
Blue Power Ranger, something where it's at.
Yeah. Well, which iteration of blue? Like, are we talking Mighty Morphin, Zeo?
I was doing
all of them.
If I was doing blue, just all blue all the time.
I'd be Mighty Morphin blue.
Okay.
Zeo, I didn't really watch that much.
So I'm about to get fucked.
I'd stay away from Zeo.
Damn it. Fuck. 8 more cards! Come on, give me
27! You're at 27 cards! Hey, they're not yours anymore.
You're right.
That'd be interesting. Which ones would you main? Especially if you... Wait, did you guys know that there's a stream that does a Power Rangers D&D game?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the dude that played, I think it's Bulk, the fat one. From the
he's
in on that.
Okay, I can see that.
And then one of the other rangers from, like, one of the newer series is also in there. God damn it. Technical difficulties.
Fucking, what is this? Why?
Because we are not video streaming, those who are wondering what all the, what the fucks are coming from, like, every fourth hand that Dakota goes through, it's saying, do you own this game? Yes? No?
Does it give you this much trouble with Red Dead or any of the other game?
No, it's this fucking...
Oh, come on, Dakota.
Don't, just go back into the game.
Just fucking up.
Whatever. But no, it's... Yeah, no, they've had a bunch of different, like, people guest star, and their basically story is they're Power Rangers from in the future, and they gotta go help other shit.
Okay.
So,
like,
there's time travel involved.
They just work off of builds, like, within the D&D universe, or...
Someone made, like, specific rules for it. It's like, hey, here's the Power Ranger stuff.
Okay.
So, like, they're their own Power Ranger team, so, like, you've got yellow, you got your blue, you got your red.
Well, the important question is, can you summon Zords?
I don't know, I haven't watched it.
Dropped already.
It dropped before I even started.
Dropped. Fucking dropped it, Daniel. Dropped it.
No, I wouldn't mind looking up some of those builds just to see, like, what sort of creativity they applied. Because
yes, they do have a Zord.
No, okay. Well, you said a Zord. There's more than one Zords.
They have a Megazord.
Okay. That is multiple Zords.
Hold on, I'm looking at what they're... So you've got... So, the Black Ranger has Cerberus.
Okay.
Red has a lion.
Okay.
Pink has the phoenix. Yellow has the ram. And blue has the serpent.
Okay, okay. I can dig it.
And that's basically what their Megazord looks like.
What the hell? Like, I'm trying to put into words, but I'm... It's like, I can see the influence from Power Rangers in it, but... The curvature of some of the things in the picture. Because
we're used to blocky.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a dude in a suit.
Yeah, no, like the old Godzilla movies. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's very curvy.
What in the blue? They're
curvaceous.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a man in a suit stomping around in a tiny city.
Yeah, I was about to say destroying cardboard buildings.
What the fuck am I looking at?
Did you go down a rabbit hole you weren't supposed to go down?
I saw a picture that was like someone...
Did you go down that rabbit hole with the people who like to have sex with airplanes that look like people?
What?
I've done that before. I've done that rabbit hole before.
Yes, that's a fun...
That's a thing.
That is a thing.
Wait, I remember the kid show where his plane with the feathers. Like,
no,
faces
different
on
thing.
It.
It's a different thing, but I
there's
mean, I guess that could
like,
sort of be...
There's one that it's like the planes... It's like furries, but instead of animals...
It's planes, yeah.
There's also some...
The degeneracy online, I swear.
Well, there's also that one anime that it's like the, countries...
Didn't make sure we're still charging.
...are, like, humans. So, USA always has a burger and a pilot's jacket on. But what was that called? It's called Italia, that's what it was. That took over Tumblr for a while. But no,
Tumblr.
This one picture I saw.
You know what? We need to also have another great meme war. World War II.
Yeah.
It's coming soon.
It's coming.
But no, so this picture that I said, what the fuck was...
We'll call it...
Pretty much all of the Megazords and all the Zords combined into one being. Like, someone was just like, I wonder if I can do this.
No, there's too much going on in that
that's,
picture.
That was what the fuck was.
That's kind of like the one, I forget, like the White Ranger that had the vest with all the heads of the different
oh, yeah.
six Power Ranger on it. It's like,
yeah, the Silver Ranger.
Yeah, and I was like, I can see how that'd be fun and like fan art, but at the same time, it's like, there's too, it's like Warhammer 40K shit where they got like all the details on the armor and shit. It's like someone sat down to draw that person and they never fucking stopped drawing that person. Because
it was like 3 a.m. and they just kept going.
No, on a fucking caffeine and Adderall binge just to see how much shit I could put in the picture. Alright, I actually need to go take a piss. In the meantime, you guys are going to fill dead air with, let's see.
With dead air?
Name.
Smash Brothers Mysteries.
Name your favorite X-Men movie. Go.
None of them. There you go.
You fucking bitch.
Don't be unfun like that, Dakota.
That deserves a ball tap. With
that's
a glass bottle.
If you do it, I swear to God, I'm going to ball tap you so hard.
No, favorite one would have to be. I really like X-Men Origins Wolverine. You see...
Oh, yeah? I stopped caring, like, literally 3 seconds ago.
Well, that's because you don't know how to have fun.
Maybe choose something better than the X-Men, because they're garbage.
But they're a statement on society.
Statement on society,
also,
eh?
Wolverine.
Oh, really, eh? Oh, yeah, you think you're so fucking cool with your fucking Wolverine, you fucking bud. You call you fucking Ted fucker. Fuck you.
How about this? All
right, calm there, down there, copy man.
Life's greatest questions.
Life's greatest questions.
The yellow one?
Chris with a haircut. I can't see it. That's...
I mean, that could easily be arranged. It's called him sleeping heavily, and then we get a razor.
Nah, we don't need a razor for that. We need, like, a freaking...
Like a chainsaw?
Not even a bushwhacker, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Damn.
For God's sakes, man.
We give him the Pidgeotto haircut.
The Pidge...
I don't know if you can hear
us. Oh, shh!
How far did you guys get?
I was the only one that said anything.
Oh,
I'm the only one that cares.
Oh, well, what was your response?
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
That's a good one, but incorrect.
Well, fuck you. I like that opening cinematic of them going through the wars.
X-Men Wolverine Origins, that was a fun movie, but I still have to give it up to the first X-Men movie, just because it was before everything. All superhero movies got overblown and gotta have a New York battle where
it was fucking, also Hugh Jackman's first movie.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
What started it. He was only theater.
What are you even talking about?
Nathaniel, stop.
Although now that I said, I'm probably going to be proven wrong.
Yep. By the way, if you get this wrong, you owe me another Moab.
You heard it, folks. That is recorded.
IMDb.
We also play live stream questions.
Come on, load, damn it.
I'm getting ready.
Hold on. Give me a second, I gotta find the fucking thing.
Do it, bitch. Do it. so
fuck.
Good. Ah, so good.
Wait. Wait. Damn it.
I knew it!
I've seen a bunch of TV series, and it was like, Paperback Hero. It was the one that said that didn't have TV series. I was like, fuck!
Young to Moab, son.
Fuck, Artie.
I'm joking.
It was one of his first, yes, I know, but it wasn't the first.
It was his third.
Yes.
Fourth, if you want to count Oklahoma, the TV movie.
Oklahoma! I don't know the first part. Damn it!
That's not even the first part, that's just the chorus.
I know.
Match end. For those of you who can't see, he lost to blah.
That's the three A's.
We also, while you were taking your hand over your business, we also played a game called Laughs Greatest Questions.
Oh.
As well as you with a haircut.
I was about to say, if I had my ID from, like, two sessions ago, then,
yeah.
It just doesn't come together.
Like, that's like me saying the sky is purple.
Well, no, I was about to say, I think I may have some old family photos hidden in the archive that I could dig up one day.
Show us.
I saw a picture when you were a baby, and I think that's the only time I think I saw you with your hair being short.
Yeah.
Reverse that shit. As soon as he's winning, like then the game's like, are you sure you own this game?
Like this game too, because fuck this game too. Why does God allow us?
I should have said his first big Hollywood, his first Hollywood movie, and that would have been correct.
Doesn't matter, Yo Dakota Moab.
Only another Moab.
Oh, two. Yeah, his first two paid.
No, you do owe me one, though. That was a gentleman's bet, goddammit.
I don't remember what the bet was, but I do remember I owe you.
No, you owe me. Well, the bet was that I told you that there was a necromancer in Diablo, and you were like, no, there wasn't.
That's what it was.
And we shook on a gentleman's bet. You honor a gentleman's bet.
Yeah. I just said I couldn't remember the bet.
I think Nathaniel will. He looks like a real gentleman.
The Tips Fedora.
Tips Fedora.
Actually, repeat Mahomie.
Speaking of which, when do you guys want to get Moabs again?
Just
curious. I'm not saying, you know, this month or whatever you want.
Let's see. How about...
For the audience who doesn't know what a Moab is, it's where you take two tortillas.
Nah, first off, it's called Mother of All Burritos.
Yes.
I was going to get to that last, so you start with the ingredients. You get two tortillas, double meat, then you add all your shit, but it's big as fuck, and average weight is about averaging around 2 pounds.
2 to 3 pounds, yeah, depending on the amount of stuff you put in.
Yeah, probably 1.8 to 2 was what we were averaging.
And you won't need to eat for about the next...
9 to 12 hours.
Yeah, so. You're full, and it, that last little couple inches is a struggle.
Well, let's say 2 Thursdays from now, should be moved into the new apartment and have everything set up, and then we can.
By the way, I'm gonna get you that gift.
So you're gonna.
I know which one he's talking about. Yeah. we will.
I'm gonna give it to you. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, that's exciting things. The getting moved into a new apartment. Yeah, it's looking a bit bare right now in my current studio. We will relocate and we'll have to go through and test out the acoustics in the new studio. And the
we're gonna sing like Boys to Men.
Let's shoot from 2 Thursdays from now. We'll do a recording and we'll be stuffing our faces all the live long day. So I only hope that Nathaniel will be picking a word that revolves around food, because I choose this week and then goes Nathaniel, then Dakota, and then unless Trey wants to get on some of the action, then...
By all means, good sir. 2 cards, come on.
Dos!
Let me have this once. Screw you.
I was probably about to ask to be on this game again.
No! Damn it. You bastard.
Okay. Went to everyone? I got one card.
That's fine. I can... Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that Hyperforce, Rangers from past seasons of Power Rangers will guest star occasionally on it.
Okay.
And I think they've recently upped their stuff to 6 people, so they have their special ranger.
The ranger that has their own special morpher in Zord.
Yeah, that whenever combined with the main one becomes even more powerful.
Exactly.
Damn it! Fuck. Shit. Fuck. Fuck.
Well, let's just give all the cards to Dakota.
Yeah, alright. No, never mind. I was winning, but now I'm back up at the top.
Yeah, notice how it's suddenly not asking if you own this game when you're...
I know, right? Help.
I think that's the formal complaint you need to be filing with Ubisoft.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is up with your Uno game, guys? I wonder if their Monopoly game is rigged.
No, the Monopoly's fine.
Oh, fuck. If we play Monopoly, that's not going to end well.
Well, that's the thing, is we'll also have to play Risk, too, as a team.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yep.
Maybe we can start a series of podcasts with that.
By the way, I may or may not be asking for an alliance. Who knows?
That's fine.
I'll see who are.
I'll just pick New Zealand. That way, I can have a plethora of sheep to barter with.
Oh yeah, Switzerland. I have all the money.
You have money and chocolate, but wool and meat is going to get you so much further.
That's okay. I'm going to be in Australia and get all the shit that can kill you.
Yeah, no,
attack spiders.
No, we're going to be fighting war. You're going to be fighting against barbats.
Drop bears.
Hey, that was a very honorable war to fight in, okay? The Evian War was the war to end all wars, okay?
Isn't that the war that lasted like 6 days or something like that?
No, I think it lasted a while.
I don't know, like...
I'm looking. I'm looking right now.
For actually a thing. Oh, God. Australia.
We love you, Australia.
Yeah. November 2nd to December 10th.
It lasted less than a month.
And I think they also lost to the Eagles.
What was it, like fucking 4-1 or something like that?
Okay, following World War I, yada, yada, yada. I'm looking right now. Shit. The difficulties facing farmers were increased by the arrival of as many as 20,000 emus.
A wave
stream of emus just coming up the mountain.
That's hilarious, man. It's awesome. 20,000. We're being overrun.
And they lost, damn it.
I think so. I'm still looking right at it. The war.
Quote unquote.
What the fuck?
Could you imagine if they made a movie out of that? No, John, we just lost China to an emu.
Fucking.
Those bastards.
Starring Kurt Russell, Hugh Jackman.
Hold on, there's a part that says the first attempt.
The first attempt! go on.
I'm still looking.
This keeps getting good. Like, the first attempt.
On November 2nd, the men traveled to the Campion, where some 50 emus were sighted. As the birds were out of range of the guns, the local settlers attempted to herd the emus into an ambush, but the birds split into small groups.
They did guerrilla warfare on them.
In rants that they were difficult to target.
It's not like it's a small bird or anything either. It's a fairly large bird.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
Jesus. Hey, boys, we're at a 2-minute warning.
No, yeah, no, is there a second attempt? That's all I want to know.
Yes!
Try to summarize it. Come on.
Quickly.
We still got a few minutes. So.
After the withdrawal of the military, the emu attacks on crops continued. The farmers again asked for support. Fucking Christ. There's a lot here.
No, okay.
Well, I'll sift through that after.
Yeah, give the listeners at home something to view when to look up whenever.
And look up the Emu War, the greatest war that's ever been fought on planet Earth. 20,000 emus came screaming down the hill.
But no, in the meantime, it is time for the word.
Look away.
Time for the book.
Oh my.
Well, do you want to see the title first?
No, I'm just trying to see if
You see if you can figure it out which one it is.
I can't off the top of my head. Okay. Yeah, Devin, will you do us the honors? You tell me stop whenever I'm flipping through pages.
We'll have Devin do both of them.
Okay.
Stop.
All right, and then as he's scrolling through the page, you say stop for what word?
Stop. I landed on N.
Restart again.
Like I-N?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop. Atheist.
Okay.
I can already think of a couple right off the bat.
Well, I could do history's favorite atheist, Kratos, killing all the gods. I gotta do something different now because I said God of War. But okay, alright. Did anyone want to close with a joke? If not, I got one. Why does it take old women such a long time to pee?
Why?
Have you ever tried to pull apart a grilled cheese sandwich? And that's going to do it for us.
Not
See you next week.
Stay classy.